Hey everyone, Stephanie and I have missed you guys, but we've been working really hard on our new podcast, Millennial Murders, which will air in January of 2024. For now, here's a little teaser, and we hope to see all of you in the new year.
Just real quick, I'm sure that many of our listeners recognize our beautiful voices from our last incarnation as Till Death Do Us Part, May She Rest in Peace. Stephanie and I just refuse to die. That's just how it goes. This has got to be third time the charm, right? Because this is the third reincarnation for each of us as podcasters.
I believe so. Yeah, Till Death Do Us Part, just rest in power. However, we'll never die. I'm going to be like 500 years old. I don't care.
Nope, going to be immortal now. We're not going anywhere. We just had an identity crisis. We moved into our new era.
Yeah, we're in our millennial era.
Don't tell me that you don't walk into every store now, like Target, and see what we wore in 1994 on the shelf. And we will be having some really fascinating conversation. Feel free to tell us what you remember most from your childhood. Because, I mean, yeah, Teddy Ruxpin, Muppet Babies, bring them up.
Memories.
Oh, my God. There's so much. You know, some things we're going to have to put to bed. But those old episodes are there. You can still find Till Death Do Us Part. I mean, it's there for our Bell Guinness or Carl Tanzler fans. Don't worry. This is our new and fresh stuff. This incident is still regarded as the single largest biological warfare attack in United States history.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
America was started by terrorists. That's not a lie. Think about it. Don't come at me.
Yeah, right.
What is a terrorist? Someone who commits acts of violence on a large scale to instill fear in their enemy during war.
Yeah.
What did we do during the American Revolution? So now let's talk a little bit about the cult. Because hello, you don't need a pope. 1981, hello millennials, they come to Oregon. This previously empty property became a community of more than 7,000 people in 3 years.
Oh my God. That's bigger than like the gold rush.
Insane. They had Italian restaurants, okay? They were hooked up.
That, I mean, I could get behind everything almost so far, right?
Oh, but wait, there's more. Sounds maybe like a cool orgy for a hot minute, but wait. This started to go beyond a rich cult / incorporated wannabe Disney.
That's so funny to me. And I don't know why. Like, that's the car they think is the fanciest car you can get is a Rolls Royce.
I gotta say, I'm not in love with the Rolls Royce.
Right.
However, I'm not a super huge car head either.
I feel like there's cooler cars you can get, but where like you finally have millions of dollars and that's like a status thing. Like, I'm going to get a Rolls Royce.
I don't know. They weren't promising you anything for the afterlife here. This is a very short-term gig, guys. Doesn't seem worth it to me, but I don't join cults, so. However, not long before the neighbors realized there's a lot more than the growing of crops.
Yeah.
Jets flying over your tiny little ranch, scaring the cows. What the hell's happening?
That is so funny. Funny. Like, oh my God, that's funny.
Like, holy cow, this got out of control. Funny.
This is insane.
I'll get into it because this is going to get even better. And when I say better, I mean not better. Steph, I live in New Jersey. We have more tolls and bridges and tunnels than anyone else. Please don't. You're going to trigger me. Let me go back to the salad bars, okay? I imagined nasty egg whites and chicken juice mixed in these tanks.
Yeah, probably. It probably stunk.
I know, your face. If our listeners could see Stephanie's face, she's horrified, shocked, but also kind of loving it because we're millennials who love true crime. You know why you're listening. I mean, if you don't love true crime,
are you even a millennial?
No. They were fond of setting businesses on fire or houses on fire for people who had spoken out against them publicly.
That's so bad.
I think salmonella was meant to kill them in the first place, Steph. It just was a little more passive aggressive.
They hit all the marks.
All of them. The true crime bingo card. Yeah, the government came in and was like, absolutely not. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You're going to jail.
Damn. Yeah.
in 85, they list the property at 28 million. That's how much it was worth.
You know, I hate to say this. God, this kills me.
My mom always said you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. Kills me to say she was right. That's how you play the long game.
If you don't want us to share your name or anything, we won't give it away.
Cool. Like a fake email. Yeah. I know that every single millennial by now has multiple emails. None of us kept the ones we originally made when the internet was born because we all made super embarrassing names.
The junk email that we all have for advertising.
That we all made in middle school and high school. You know, cool baby girl 81.
XXX.
That one. Use that. Okay. Guys, we are not a professional podcast. For the new listeners who don't know.
We're doing the best as we can. I don't know. Just tell me more. I need to know everything.